Yeah, well, if there's a bad one, you gotta figure out which one it is, and you know, if nothing is out of tune or nothing else is wrong, you know. I went up there the other day, and I didn't have any tools with me. I just happened to be in the area, and I swung in, so I just kind of had a weak signal come in on the receiver, and I just kind of jiggled the cables a little bit and see if I could get it to come and go. That's sometimes your quick, you know, tap and find it, troubleshooting technique. Of course, I didn't get lucky. You know, I figured that would be dumb. Well, I mean, I didn't really care into it. I just, a couple of spots, I checked a couple of obvious jumpers. But, I got to, you know, the first trick is for me to determine that's what it is by doing a proper descent test. And if I determine that's, you know, what is actually going on, then I start a systematic troubleshooting. But, you know, could be a jumper or a connector or something like that. You know, shouldn't be tuning, right? I mean, tuning on those is pretty bulletproof. So, you know, I don't know about that. So I don't know. I just have to go in and check it out. I'm a little suspect of the antenna connector on the hard line. I never was really happy. They're weird ones I've never seen before. And I don't have the proper tools to dress out the cable. And I've never installed these kinds. They're real popular in the cellular industry right now, and the guy that put them in, I don't think put them in right. So, because they spin on the end of the cable, and I'm like, that can't be right. So that could cause a lot of trouble, you know. So, but you know, you think that would manifest in the power out / reflected power. You know, that would manifest in the transmitter as well. So, but maybe not. You know, I mean, it could be there just a lot of power leakage or something causing receiver descents. I hate speculating about these because, you know, it's like you need to get in there and test things and with test equipment and do it properly. You know, speculating on the air makes you sound stupid as you guess things that are not likely.